The Tony Awards are this Sunday night, and the show with the most nominations is a musical that reimagines a classic 1959 movie. Some like it hard and hot is what I got for you. The film Some Like It Hot was forward-thinking for its time. It's about two men who witness a mob hit. To escape, they dress as women and join an all-female band headed for Florida. By today's standards, the movie feels a bit dated.
Look how she moves. That's just like Jell-O on springs. Must have some sort of built-in motor or something. I tell you, it's a whole different sex.
So Matthew Lopez and Amber Ruffin, who wrote the book of the new musical, had to find a way to make this period piece work for today's audiences.
For example, we knew that we wanted this show to not be as monolithically white as the movie was.
The movie is 100%, as best I can tell, white.
And if you remember, in the movie, they take a train down to Florida. And it was basically like hour two of day one. We were like, well, you put one black person on that train, they're not going to Florida. I feel naked like everybody's staring at me.
We're California bound.
No one's staring at you, but ooh, I like what I see.
Because it's, well, the movie's 1929, the musical is 1933. Black people in Florida had a very different experience from white people.
They're still having it.
They really are. But I think that, so setting it in California, so decisions like that was the first thing we did writing the book for the musical.
That's interesting because you could have made a decision to do colorblind casting. Like, let's not pay any attention to race whatsoever. And instead, you have three main characters, arguably four, who are not white, and that is a part of the plot, that is a part of the characterization, that is like essential to the version of the story that you're telling. Talk about that decision.
It wasn't on purpose in every case. Sometimes it was just the person we loved the most, and then we were like, you know what? If she's going to be black, let her be blackity black.
And when I'm laid out on Judgment Day,
Sweet Sue is one of those characters who saw a big change. She's the band leader. Another character who had a transformation is Daphne, who starts out as Jerry. In the movie, he's played by Jack Lemmon. In the musical, the non-binary performer J. Harrison G. plays the role.
Because tonight I realize Daphne is my one true love. And could have knocked me over with a feather. You could have knocked this train off its track.
For me, the reason I said yes to the show was so that I could help do what we did with Daphne.
Yes, I have tried to love many ladies back when I sang in a much lower key. Now you could knock me over with the feather, 'cause Joe, the lady that I'm loving is me.
Jay came along and took what was there and instantly elevated it, and that gave us something to write toward. So then the desire to do something was matched by the ability to do it when Jay came along.
Can we also talk about the character Sugar Cane, who in the film is, of course, iconically played by Marilyn Monroe.
I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. Boop-boop-be-doo.
And you did not cast a blonde bombshell. You did not write this character as a blonde bombshell. Tell me about the direction you took this character.
I mean, it was important to me that Sugar Cane not be an idiot, but also have some flaws. You know what I mean? Like, that used to fly, where you could get a whole meal off of I'm a girl and I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, I got tricked. Like, but you can't do that anymore. No one has the stomach for it. So then it was really delightful to find out who Sugar was in fitting in this whole show, because so many things has to happen to her. She goes on such a journey, you know, that you figure out who she is along with the story. And Adriana certainly isn't hurting anybody. That child is fantastic.
This is Adriana Hicks who plays the role. The movie's set in 1929. The stage show is set in 1933. A small change that makes a big difference. Explain that.
We wanted to have the subtle pressure of the Depression pushing these characters towards making any decisions that they make, and also creating headwinds toward progress that they might be making in life. We wanted to set it at the end of Prohibition, so that they're also faced with the question of what do we do next.
Let's raise a glass of lawful liquor, my pets, for the 21st Amendment has just been ratified. And that spells the end of Prohibition!
We don't want to end the show with the crash of 29. That would be so sad.
We'll have to choose the Sunday kind of celebrating. The positive is what will now be accentuated. What are you thirsty for?
Amber Ruffin and Matthew Lopez, congratulations on your Tony nomination and on having written the book for the most Tony-nominated show this year, Some Like It Hot. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ari.
Yay, thanks for having us. Woo-woo. Yay.
Now, who would have thought when we boarded that train that all the lights in Hollywood would spell sugar cane?
Yes, MGM's calling.
The band's been a killing.
And we can still be partners.
Yeah, but who gets top billing?